So that's kind of the setting at home when we get you out of high school. Then you were recruited to play for the University of Arkansas.
Correct. I was recruited under Bowden Wyatt. Bowden Wyatt was the head coach when I was a senior in high school. He was recruited away to the University of Tennessee. He left, went to Tennessee, and then there was a coach that was an All-American quarterback at Oklahoma named Jack Mitchell that was hired from Wichita State University that went to Arkansas in 1955, my senior year that I was graduating, and he sent an assistant coach named George Cole who came to see me. And George Cole took me out to Wagon Wheel Cafe in West Crossett. We had a chicken fried steak, and over that meal, he said, "Barry, we're going to offer you a scholarship. I've got a bed for you to sleep in, a plate to eat out of. You're going to have to make your own bed, and as long as you're good, I won't break your plate." I said, "That sounds good to me, and I'm going to become a Razorback." So that's how I was recruited. Didn't take much.
The position you were playing.
That area, you got to understand, is different from what we have today, where we have specialization today. People play one side of the ball or the other. They play offense or defense, or they play in the kicking game. In my era, you had to play all three. It was platoon football, and you had to play offense, defense, and the kicking game. Players were selected by their defensive ability because defense was so emphasized in scores and games back in the early 50s or 7-3, 10-3, 10-7, 7-0. There were low scoring games is because the offensive playbooks weren't that big. They were pretty basic. You played defense first, you kicked the ball, you played for field position, and you tried to score a touchdown or two, and if you could get a fumble and put the ball in the end zone and play great defense, you win the football game. And that was the way people coached back then, and that's why scores were what they were. There weren't many high scoring games at all in my era. And you had to play both ways. I was a linebacker on defense, and I was a center on offense. I was a 213-pound freshman, one of the heavier freshmen. I played probably at about 200 in shape, in great condition. Probably our heaviest offensive lineman was about 212 at tackle, but we all could run. We all had quickness, get up and get down, move at lateral speed, and could chase the ball and gang tackle.
Were you interested in any other sports?
No, I was a track guy. I threw the shot and discus. I was good enough to win district. I was second in the state in the shot, but I had no distances to brag about. I think I was second in the discus and second in the shot.
It was then in school you became socially involved and really gave you some confidence.
You know, I was never a great student, and I look back at my years, and when I have the opportunity to talk to young people in schools and great schools, I tried to encourage them to compete in the classroom like I competed on the athletic field. I made a tremendous mistake. I didn't do that. I competed only on the athletic field. I didn't compete in the classroom. And I look back at that era, and we weren't challenged in that era. There were some students that did well academically, and the most of us just got by. We did what we had to do to make a grade that had to be made. I went through college that way. I crammed for a test. I would stay up all night for a couple of days, and I would pass the test. I'll never forget in telling these students when I would talk to young people, I said, the greatest feeling I ever had in college, and they expect me to talk about something that happened on the athletic field, was not playing the game of football. It was realizing why I was in school my junior year, that if I was to graduate from college, I had to become a student and prepare myself. I started studying and really spending time with a group of students who had that ambition and were dedicated to be students. And all of a sudden, I became a pretty good student. I made the dean's list 3 semesters. My grade point was raised, and all of a sudden, the greatest feeling that you could have is to walk into a classroom and know, I don't care what you ask me, what test you hand out, I'm going to pass it because I'm prepared. That's the greatest feeling I ever had, is to be able to know, hey, when I went into a classroom, give me what you got because I'm ready.
So your message then is, it depends on who you hang out with. That really makes a difference.
You bet. I made some changes, and it influenced my life.